Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
154 years ago, Scottish weaver and poet John Lyon immigrated to Utah after joining the LDS Church. Born in Glasgow, Scotland, to working-class parents, Lyon became a weaver's apprentice at the age of 17, though he eventually was able to build up his own weaving business and then branch out into writing for local newspapers. But it was Lyon's poetry that made him famous. Before moving to America, a book of his poetry titled Harp of Zion ended up selling upwards of 900 copies, with proceeds going to the LDS Church's Perpetual Emigration Fund. Many of his poems also made it into the pages of the Millennial Star, the Mormons' key newspaper in Great Britain. In time, he achieved near-celebrity status among Mormon poetry lovers. He also worked as a theater critic and librarian, yet he also continued to weave cloth. After arriving in Utah, Brigham Young appointed him as the Young Family Weaver. Lyon's Mormon belief remained strong throughout his life. When Brigham Young encouraged him to take a second wife in the 1850s, the Scottish bard married Caroline Holland, a 16-year-old orphan, and had 9 children with her. He was also named the superintendent of the LDS Endowment House. Lyon's poetry has not weathered the test of time. Most Mormon critics find his work sappy and unoriginal, yet his place as a pioneering Mormon poet remains unchallenged. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.